You reached Debbie. How may I help you today?
Yes, hi. I just looked at my bank account because I was going to send my dad some money, and I noticed there was something taken out that I did not purchase. It was a mint lip gloss thing. I've never even heard of this company before.
Okay, can I start by getting your zip code, please, so I can look up your account?
34667.
And may I have your first and last name?
Robin Tackerberry.
And you said your zip was 34667?
Correct.
And how do you spell your first name?
R-O-B-Y-N.
Okay, and for security purposes, can I get you to verify that shipping address we have on file for you?
7217 Country Club Drive, Hudson, Florida. There shouldn't even be any information on there unless it came off my card.
Okay, thank you so much for that. It looks like back on February 18th, there was an order placed for a Hype Pods, those were the earbuds that are water resistant. They're also wireless earbuds. And they're also Bluetooth capable. And you order the Hype Watch, that's the fitness watch, that is water resistant as well. It keeps track of your blood pressure measurement while working out. And it also can hook it up either to your Android or iPhone device. The only thing paid up front was just a $5.97 for the shipping and handling of the product. It was for a 14-day trial period. Within those 14 days, you had to give us a call back if you no longer want the product or you want to get it canceled out. When you didn't give a call back, now you see the charge for the actual earbuds that you received for $59.97.
Oh, my God. What a ripoff. It said that it was a free gift for me, and all I had to pay was the $5 and something. I never saw that other part. Are you kidding me? That was from FedEx. It was a free gift from FedEx, it had said, for being a loyal customer.
Yes, ma'am. What it did is that it gave you a free trial period. That's what it was referring to, the free part, the 14 days.
Where was that located? I didn't see no free trial thing.
Yes, ma'am. Did you do it by the survey or did you do it by email?
It came in my email.
Okay, it's usually like when you come in the email, it's usually a website that's listed on there. All you have to do is click on the website that they have, and it'll take you to the actual product website, and it's listed in the terms and conditions on the website.
Oh, geez. Well, I'm going to send those back.
Okay, what I can do for you at this time, and I do see that you were received this. Let me see what all options are available for you. Okay, an option that is available if you want to keep the pods instead of the $59.97 that you already paid, we can refund up to 35% of it today, giving you back $20.99.
I'm just going to send them back. Get my money back.
Okay, and then let me see what other options. Did you order this earbuds with the watch as well? They were ordered together, is that correct?
Yeah.
It says on here, since the earbuds were ordered with the watch and they were ordered as a pair,
yeah,
it can be refunded for half off, so $29.99.
So I can't just return it all?
You can return it all, but the thing about it is when you return it, you have to pay for the shipping and handling of your expense. It has to be returned within 7 days. as well. All right, that's why you see that's going that charge right there has to be returned within 7 days. So that means from the day, so we had to receive it within 7 days. And when we do receive it back, you won't be refunded everything back. Let me see how much they charge. They charge a restocking fee.
Don't grind your teeth. Sorry.
There's a $9.95 restocking fee, so you would have to pay for shipping and handling on your own to get it back to us, minus the plus the $9.95 restocking fee. So you won't be refunded back everything.
This is absolutely ridiculous.
So to get the product sent back through pay the postal system, plus that $9.95 is actually probably be about the same amount of you just keeping the earbud and getting $29.99 back today.
I guess I'm gonna have to do it that way. Everybody's always wanting fucking money.
Do you still have that email address? It looks like ORJE4162 at iCloud.com.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to send you a refund confirmation to that email address as well. Okay, I just sent that over. If you don't see it in your inbox, it might be in your spam mail. Is there anything else I can do to assist you today, ma'am?
No, that's it. That's
All
it.
right. I want to thank you again for calling customer support. Like I said, check your inbox. If you don't see it there, then check your spam mail to see the refund confirmation email.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling customer support, and you have a great day.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.